time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, which is?
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is all about Michael, right? So if you can manage to make it through the day.
Wait, Michael, not my husband.
No, yeah.
Can you clarify that?
Sure,
not my husband.
Yes, your husband, Michael, is not a part of this setting the bar story. But
thank you.
43-year-old Michael from Florida is... if you can manage to make it through the day without shoving drugs up your butt, you're doing okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, how did we know this?
Oh, my gosh. Somebody found him. Oh, my gosh.
So, Michael had to go to the hospital because he got stabbed.
Oh, that's already.
Now, look.
The day's not off to a great start.
No. Now, look. We don't know who stabbed him. We don't know why he was stabbed.
Did it have anything to do with the what was that was about?
Maybe could have been what was in his butt.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He was in surgery. The nurse found his stash hiding in his butt.
Oh, my goodness.
Now...
the clues are starting to come together.
Yeah, so it was a ball of tin foil, some white rocks in it, a pipe, a lighter, the whole nine yards.
All of that stuff?
All of that, yes.
Was in his
butt? Yep.
Oh, that is much more than ever expected by us all, right?
So I'm kind of...
Can I speak for all of us when I say that?
My thought immediately goes to, where did he get stabbed that the nurse finds this in his butt?
She's thorough.
She's thorough.
She's thorough. Just had to...
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. So apparently, Michael, he's used to stashing these types of things.
Oh, not his first rodeo?
Yeah, so he's got other, like, things that he's broken the law for, and it's involved drugs. And cops last year also found drugs right up the old keister there. So it's kind of his move, maybe, when he's backed into a corner, he feels threatened. He's like,
it's a regular thing. I'm just going to put these in my pocket.
In
nature's
pocket. In my nature's.
That is a lot of stuff. Lower pipes.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
And tin foil can be kind of sharp.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a very smooth thing.
Wrinkled up, no.
Like, I would have much rather gone with, like, saran wrap.
Something.
Or cling wrap or something. Wrap it up there, yeah.
Why are we logistically breaking that down?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
I'm going to apologize. I took us there with the tin foil.
You kind of did.
I did.
I
walked us into that. Can we get out of that, though?
So again, Michael, not your husband.
Not my husband.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without shoving some drugs up your keister, then you're doing okay.
Back it up. Let's not get stabbed.
Oh, well.
And then, yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Also,
we can do that, too.
Yes. Not shove things in nature's pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.